Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast, where we help you master your mindset. My name is Dan, and I'm a fully qualified counselor.
And my name is Eamon, and I run a video production business full time. We decided to jump outside and shoot a podcast outside today, so switching it up a little bit. So if you're just listening, jump over to the YouTube channel. You can check it out and watch us. It's a little bit more fun that way.
Yeah.
Get involved. And so ignore the wind sounds. We should be able to get most of them out. But we just thought we'd go outside for a little bit.
Yeah, have something a bit different.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about, what was it again?
It was navigating...
navigating the modern world.
World, basically.
So, yeah, as a young person, it can be very... well, it is a very, very complicated world to live in. So we'll just go over the structure of what we're going to talk about. So that's basically, we're going to talk about kind of how it is at the moment, like how kind of society is at the moment.
Yeah.
How you kind of grow up to get into this position and you're kind of forced to choose what you want to do for the rest of your life, and it's really hard to choose what you want to do, and there's different things that are like pulling at you, and go over that, and then we'll go over a few things that we've done to kind of combat that and get around that and navigate through that, basically. But also, we're not experts. It's just our experience with it. We're just
Definitely.
Kind of creating an open discussion around this topic, because it's a pretty interesting one, and it's kind of hard hitting. But
yeah, for sure. And also for us as well, like for a reference point, like for me, and I know you were the same, we didn't have social media through high school. So we didn't have that as an additional layer of trying to question what we're going to do with our lives and having all these messages sent, right towards our faces, basically.
Yeah.
I only kind of had that later on as I was like maybe 16 to 18, I'd say. Facebook started coming through and whatnot. So it's a different world again now for the Gen Zs.
Yeah, who probably don't even understand.
Have no idea, yeah.
It's changed so much. So before we jump into it, I just want to mention that, we are Audible affiliates. So be sure to jump in and have an audio book on us. We love audiobooks here at MetaMinds. Really does help you grow and master your mindset. And, instead of listening to music, challenge yourself and listen to a bit of an audiobook every now and then.
Definitely.
You can check out our episode where we talk about all audiobooks that have changed our life last year.
Yeah.
So, there's some good ones in there, but we won't get into it now. Let's jump into it. So, Dan, set the stage.
Okay.
What's society like right now? Why is everyone so disillusioned? Why is it so hard to navigate this day and age? And why is everybody so lost? And by everybody, I mean myself.
Yes. Help me, Dan. Counsel me.
Yeah.
Well, I guess just speaking from my experiences, and like I mentioned briefly before, I only was kind of introduced to social media as I got a little bit older. So most of my high school, if not all of my high school, I basically had to navigate that through peer groups and through the messages that were sent to me through TV and through high school and my friends there and the teachers and whatnot. So, that was kind of what I had to navigate through to figure out like what I wanted out of life. And I had no idea, because going through school, they give you these standardized tests and these standardized subjects that kind of give you an idea of a few subjects. But then when you need to figure out what to do in the real world, like they give you no real idea of like what certain industries will look like and what a particular industry will entail for you working in that industry. So for me, like I had no idea, as I'm sure a lot of people have no idea going through high school. There was no one subject besides film that stood out to me as something that was like, ooh, that's kind of interesting. The IT space, interested me a little bit. But what I guess I'm getting to is a lot of people, and it's the same nowadays with school, you go through and you have these subjects and then you kind of have to figure out, like, they just drop you and it's like, all right, well, what are you going to do now, Dan?
Yeah.
Or Rob or whoever, like...
choose what you're doing for the rest of your life.
Choose what you're doing, yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And now you've got even more pressure with social media, with, Instagram and YouTube and TikTok and Snapchat. And people are actually making successful livings from being models and being, video production guys or running a brand or a podcast or whatever it may be. So now you've got even more messages coming at you of like, well, this is a possibility. And again, you have no idea what that entails, like what you actually have to do to get to that place. And it's all just kind of a mask. Like you have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
So it's challenging to even figure out what to do, because you can't actually experience these things. You can't just dip your toes in all these different things, because again, like going through high school, you have no real idea of where to go.
Yeah.
So it's challenging. Like you drop out, and then again, like you've got pressures from potential like parents or family or your friends. And then like I know a lot of people in my kind of friend circle who, had pressures from their family to go to university because, you're a smart person, you need to go to university. But the person's like, I don't actually know what to do. And they're like, well, maybe you should do that. Like, yeah, you seem good at that.
I didn't achieve what I wanted to achieve, so I'm going to pressure that onto you and try and make you do that, and then which makes you feel disillusioned even more.
Yeah.
But it, hearing you talk about it just now, like, that really does, like, kind of stand out even more about why this is such a intense topic, and it isn't really covered anywhere, which is pretty crazy to me. But as you said, like, you know, I don't know exactly the process in America, but yeah, in Australia, it's kind of like in your last year of schooling, in high school. Yeah, it just seems like it's kind of out of nowhere. They're like, by the way, choose what you're doing for the rest of your life. You're going to go to university, you're going to get a trade, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, whatever. And like, it's the same. It's the exact same. So like, I kind of enjoyed my film class, and that's why I was like, I guess I'll try and do this, but I'm not sure I have enough achievements for it or whatever. I ended up getting in. But it was just like, I just put a list of preferences that I think I wanted to do for uni or whatever. I remember feeling anxiety. I remember not knowing and feeling that pressure of like everyone around me being like, but I don't know, why are you asking me questions? But just, you should do it, you know? And they have like a guidance counselor or whatever that's there to help you like choose a career or whatever. But really they're like, yeah, well, let's just open this book and have a look. And it's like, you don't even know, you know, yeah, like, well, nobody knows. So, and that's partly why it's important, is that it's like, is that so many people feel lost. So many people don't know what to do with their life, as if it's like, you have to choose something to do with your life at all, you know, cause that's a valid thing. But then the other thing is like, most of the people that are telling you to do that don't even know what they want to do with their life, you know? Some of the people are teachers or whatever, and they ended up in that position because they didn't do other things, you know? Like, I'm generalizing now, but it's like, so many people just have no idea what's going on any of the time, let alone with what job you want to do, or like what, how you want to spend your time. But that's ultimately what the question comes down to, is how do you want to spend your very limited time on this planet? And unfortunately, and maybe fortunately, depending on your point of view, in the modern world, you have to spend a period of your time trading that time for money. And you know, there is such thing as passive income, or running your own business, so you're relying on yourself. But you can fall into jobs that you are passionate about. But if you're not careful and you let other people guide you, and outer exterior things pull you like a puppet string or whatever, then you'll end up in a position that you don't like. You resent a lot of your life, you resent your time, and then the outside, like the time you spend outside of that job, you will be doing things that are not going to be healthy, because you are trying to escape the thing that you're doing for 40 hours a week, which you don't actually like.
So I guess kind of like what I'm hearing from that is, it's more of a societal problem. It's the fact that like, we're kind of guided through this schooling system, and then it's kind of expected, like, now you have to figure out what you want to do. And as research shows, like, the male brain is not fully developed until you're 25.
Yeah.
And at 18, they expect you to figure out what your career 16,
is. 16, not even
16,
nine,
yeah. Yeah, true. Well, even less. That, yeah. At 16, they're like, well, you need to start thinking seriously now about, like, what you want to do. You've got two really important years now. And then with those 2 years, you need to figure out what you're going to do for a career or a trade or, like, whatever it is. And that is so daunting.
Yeah.
Like, I remember having no idea, and, like, for me, it won't kind of correlate for other people, because I don't actually know what the ranking system is. But in Australia, we have the OP. I think it stands for overall positioning or overall position. And for me, like, that was basically like the way to get into university. No one told me I had any other option. And for me, I didn't want that pressure of like, well, you have to do this and then you go to university, right? Because I still had no idea what I wanted to do. And a lot of people I knew, like, whether it was forces from parents or whether their teachers were telling them, like, well, you need to do this, you need to get into university, you have to do an OP. So for me, I didn't even go for the OP because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I didn't want to get, like, kind of narrow vision into one particular thing, because the only thing that was standing out was, well, IT. You know, like, I'm on my computer doing my video stuff. I did well with my IT courses. So, like, my teachers were basically saying, like, IT makes sense. My mum was kind of like, well, IT makes sense for you as well, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. But for me, it wasn't like, yes, this is what I want to do. And I then, you know, had to go through TAFE and then basically, like, get my ranking up to then figure out, well, now I kind of want to go into university. And it took me years to even figure out, well, psychology or working with people is something that interests me. That thought was not there at all through high school. There was no psychology courses. So I had no idea. Like, it was not even a blip in my mind until I went through TAFE and spoke to some of my teachers at TAFE and had some different friends who were, like, trying to challenge thoughts. And then it got to the point where I was like, yeah, actually, I do want to work with people. I really want to help people. Like, that would be fulfilling for me. But if I jumped into IT and did IT at university, then I could be in a completely different position now, and I don't think I'd be fulfilled doing that, potentially. So I had no idea, and I still have no idea. It took me until I was, like, 24 to go like, okay, counseling is something I actually care about. And before that, it was psychology, and I was gonna, you know, become a psychologist working from like more of a medical model. And again, like that didn't stand out to me. So I guess what I'm trying to say is like, take your time with it and like, be mindful, like that you do have so many options. Like you don't have to put yourself into one box.
Well, that's like, that's the thing. And before we kind of get into that, the part of like how we kind of navigated it and some of the things that have helped us along the way, just to kind of round out the, to kind of really set the scene of the current climate is like, when we talk about navigating a modern world, the other thing is that it's like, you know, there's so many variables and options for things that you want to do with your life. Again, how you want to spend your time, not what job do you want to do. Mm. I like to refer it in that way because it's like, that's really the most important kind of factor. It's the only resource that you have that will, that runs out and you can't top it back up, but money you can. The other thing is, in the current climate, as you said, like when you were 16 or whatever, like social media was just starting to become a thing. But now social media, like they have so many thousands of points on every single person that's a user of the thing, that like you jump on when you're 15, they already know everything about your mother and father and your family. So they probably know a lot about you before you even jump onto the platform, based on hearing you talk about, you know, this isn't a bash on social media. This is very, very creepy though.
Mm.
So all of a sudden there's different people, like for example, someone that's like 15 and runs a dropshipping business and has made $1 million in the last year or whatever. Suddenly you're seeing ads like that. And that's the standard that's set for, like, that's the goal, like that's the idea of something that you, that would be success to you or whatever. And you know, like in school there's different things and your parents and different pressures that are pulling you to do different things, but now there's this extra additional layer that's just on our phones in this digital world that's just kind of like attacking us all the time and pulling you towards different ideas of what you perceive to be success, when again you're so young, you are so easily influenced by these different things, and so you're not even sure what you want to do, and all of a sudden these different things are kind of giving you, like planting ideas in your brain about what it is that you could potentially want to be doing.
Mm.
And so yeah, it's a very, very complicated and yeah, crazy world, and technology has changed so quickly that like here we are in this space, and no one really has any answers. Mm. So to dive into a few things that have kind of helped us along the way, as you said, like there's no, what was it exactly that you said actually? What was your like piece of advice? You don't remember?
About like, just take your time.
Take your time. Yeah. Yeah. So like, don't rush. And that, and like to kind of say that, and again, like we don't want to be like giving advice to people. No. We're just expressing our experience. Like me, like I'm 25 right now. The amount of things that I've rushed into because, you know, and you could be a different person. You may not be influenced by outside things or whatever. But different things have helped manipulate and change my mind into a thing that I perceive something to be a good idea, and I've just rushed headfirst, dived into this pool, again, because I'm a young male and I have not fully, like my brain's not fully developed, so I'm just like, I'll go so, like I'm just, yeah. We're just apes, you know, we're just monkeys, just trying different things, and I dive headfirst into this one thing, and then like months later or years later, you go, that was a stupid idea. Why did I even do that in the first place? I never wanted to do this. I don't enjoy this. I didn't enjoy this when I started doing this. And also like the process and the goal becomes much more clear for what it is that you think you're doing, and you realize that that's not what you want to do at all.
Mm.
So it's like, but the other pressure is that it's like, you see all these young people that are successful or whatever, and that's what you compare yourself to, because again, social media, the comparison trap, listen to one of our early episodes. And so you think that that's the success that you want, and you think you need to have it when you're young, otherwise it doesn't matter.
Mm.
And that's where the cancer really steps in, because sure, it's like really, really bad that like that thing is influencing your brain, because then you're like, oh, I've got to dive headfirst into this thing, when you don't know anything about it, you don't know what you want to be doing. So yeah, to jump on your point, it's like, just take your time. Like, you are only competing against yourself, and if it takes you 50 years to study the thing that you want to do, like how many famous artists like Picasso and stuff like that only actually like started making stuff that was good, or that they got, that found out got recognition. 50 or whatever,
well, that's it. Or Russell Brand, or even Ricky Gervais didn't get success until their 40s or 30s.
So, but yeah, you see these memes of this 0.00001% that have made it when they're so young or whatever, and you compare yourself to that. And again, you might not, they're the audience, but like that's something that I have done a lot.
Yeah.
And made a lot of bad decisions. But, you know, I've learned from those decisions. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, if I could go back to my 15-year-old self and shake him, I'd say, hey, don't rush, you know, just take your time, dabble, like try different things, dip your toes in the water for different things, get a bit of an idea of what they are, but don't just dive headfirst into things, you know?
Yeah.
That's like my main kind of initial
kind of takeaway.
Takeaway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm only very young, but...
Yeah, for sure. And you know, like, I guess on that note, it's the whole idea of just constantly remaining curious, you know? Like, don't set yourself this, like, set concept where it's like, I am going to be this. Because at the end of the day, like you mentioned, I love the way you worded it of, like, you know, what do you want to do with your time? Instead of, like, what do you want to do for a career? Like, I know a lot of people who may not love their job. Like, they may not be like, yes, this is the greatest thing. But they have passions that they absolutely love. And that really fulfills them, right? So they're doing their job to, you know, survive and be sustainable. But then they have these things that they really love and that's really fulfilling to them. And that's great, you know? And again, on that note, well, not again, but sorry, on that note of success, you really need to define, like, what is success to you?
Yeah.
Like, does it actually matter that you make millions of dollars from what you're doing? As long as you're fulfilled and you enjoy it, that's success, right? If you've got a family that you love and are healthy and they're doing things that they enjoy and you're being a good parent, that could be success, you know? You need to define what success is. Success could be going to the gym and enjoying the gym, you know, working on a healthy diet and a healthy sleep pattern. That could be success, you know? Like, what actually is success to you? And I guess that's something that I still struggle with. Like, I have no idea a lot of the time, and I'm always trying to figure out, like, what will make me more successful in my mind or happier in my mind, more fulfilled in my mind. But I guess it is that idea for, like, the next generation, when they do see these social media stars becoming so successful and they're comparing themselves to, you know, the Logan Pauls out there and the KSIs and whoever else who is successful and are killing it. You know, they're getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of sponsorship dollars to do something that they love. But there's also that element that they've been doing that for like 10 plus years and they got on it at the early cusp of it. So now it's even more challenging. So to compare yourself to someone who's been doing it for 10 years is unrealistic.
Yeah.
Because you're starting now. Like, you're not, you didn't start 10 years ago. So it's that whole idea of, like, defining success in your mind and the whole idea of, like, just being present and curious. Like, they sound so cliche and we speak about it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to do. Like, it's easy to say.
Yeah.
And we all struggle with it. But it really is just that. Like, it's just trying not to put yourself in a box, I think, is the easiest thing. Try not to say, like, even with me, like, I have studied counseling to be a counselor, and I love that concept. But in my mind, I'm still thinking about, like, well, I would like to open an online practice or a physical practice at some point. And then I think about, like, the MetaMinds trajectory and, like, well, actually, I wouldn't mind doing some public speaking. Like, I'm terrified of public speaking, but that's how we grow, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm so terrified of public speaking, and I've got better through doing counseling and having to do speeches. But, like, if you and I, or even myself, were to do something on a stage or in a group of people, I would be terrified, but I know that I'd be pushing myself past a point that will make me feel like I've achieved something. You know, I've done something that terrifies me, and it's, I've come out on the other end. I didn't die from it, you know? And then if I keep doing that, I could potentially be an expert in that field. But again, it's like, what is fulfilling to you?
You might die if I'm in the audience.
True.
You're just going to heckle me. I'm like, this sucks. And I'll just like shoot you or something.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Here we are. MetaMind's getting violent as usual.
Yep, and it's you.
We help you get violent. No. Yeah. So to build on that, it's like, you're right. Like, you know, defining success for yourself, you know, the other thing is that can change.
Mm.
And if you can allow that to change and, you know, first of all, like when you do define success, I mean, if you do define it clearly and then write down exactly what those things are and then manifest your existence. I don't want to sound like woo-woo there, but that is real. You know, when you paint a picture and you elevate your emotions to see what that potential future could look like, quoting Dr. Joe Dispenza there, very, very interesting books. Yeah, it's just like success can change, your idea of success can change, you know, like, because initially part of the reason we're talking about this topic today is that, you know, I was disillusioned and I thought that I had to make millions and millions of dollars and have like six-pack abs and like, you know, 15 girls over me all the time or whatever it is, you know, they had these outside influences that were telling me that I needed to have these things to feel fulfilled. But realistically, I don't actually have to make that much money at all. I would be more than happy to live in like a solar tiny house where I don't actually, you know, have to pay rent or I don't need a $1 million mansion, where like my goals have changed so much that I'm like, it takes all this pressure off me because I'm like, I don't have these goals that other people have or that other people are like manipulating, like influencing me to have. And it's like, and that's fine because they're my goals and that's what I perceive to be successful and that's what would make me happy, you know? And again, the ego comes in here and it gets slippery, because then, like, as soon as you set a goal and you achieve that goal, it looks at the next thing. And that's just evolution. That's just helping you push, you know, move on to the next thing. But as long as you're aware that that thing isn't influenced by outside things that are trying to push you to do something that you don't actually want to do, then that's fine, you know. Mm. I mean, you know, you could just be a yogi and be happy with being present all the time or whatever, but more often than not, you're going to be a person that has a goal, achieve that goal, or the goal changes, or when you achieve that goal and then the goal changes and you do that other thing, you know. So it's like, yeah, it's so easy to be disillusioned with,
for sure,
all the outside factors that are pulling against you, basically. But yeah, if you define success for yourself, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess also, like, we have no idea, like, we're in this position now, like, in this present moment right now, there are so many social networks out there. Podcasting is now getting bigger than ever with all these podcasts.
Oh my God, we're manipulating people.
Yeah.
We're telling people what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Listen to us, listen to Instagram influencers, guys. Make your own decisions. Yeah. Think for yourself. That's what we're talking about, really.
Yeah, well, that's it. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, now we're in this position, right? And when you look in hindsight of, like, where we've come from, I would have had no idea when I was 15, 16, 17, where the digital space would have got to, right? And right now in this position, in this current moment, I have no idea in 5 years, in 2 years, in 10 years, what the social networks are going to look like and what the next big thing is. Like, technology is getting integrated more and more in our daily lives. Social media is becoming more like the largest kind of online presence, and it's only getting bigger, right? So I guess it's hard to really know what the next thing is. So it kind of comes back to that fundamental of, like we've been saying, like, trying to figure out who you are separate from social media and separate from other people's thoughts and separate from expectations and what school is guiding you to do. It's actually just trying to be attuned to yourself and recognize, like, what things actually make you smile, what things bring you joy. And that could be as simple as, you know, like, wanting to own a dog and then, you know, take that dog out for a walk. Like, if you've never owned an animal before and you're trying to figure out yourself, like, you know, you get a pet and then you go for a walk. And then in those moments where you're going for a walk, you're in that present situation where it gives you a chance to reflect, you know, you don't take your phone with you. And then you can really break down what it is that brings you joy in that moment. Instead of, what I'm trying to say is, change your environment. Instead of being at home on your computer or on your phone or in the schooling system, like, if you break away from that environment and then you have, like, just your present experience, that might help you come to some realizations, maybe. Because obviously you look at social media all the time and we're influenced by all these things that are popping up and these ads that are popping up. And even now, like, the online market for buying, I remember when I started YouTube, I can't remember the exact numbers, but people were just not buying online. People would not buy from affiliate links. People would not buy anything that I put in the description. But now those numbers have increased and people, that trust has been built, right? So what I'm trying to say is, things constantly change and evolve and you have no way of predicting that. So sometimes, like, taking it back to the core and just going for a walk along the beach or going for a walk in the bush or whatever, taking yourself away from the internet and taking yourself away from whatever, that could potentially could, you know, instill something in you or create some sort of excitement about what it is that actually makes you happy.
And that's,
it's very general, but
no, that's perfect. And that leads on to, like, my next point is that, like, you know, partly again, why we're doing this podcast. And if you're a little bit older, you may just laugh at what I'm about to say here. But again, this is because I'm 25, is that part of the reason why, yeah, we're having this conversation is because I am finding much more fulfillment in very, very simple things. Like, sitting outside in nature, like going for a walk without setting a goal, like shoot something in the walk and wait, you know, just like bring some water, go on a bit of a hike and enjoy that moment of doing that thing. And it's like, that can bring you so much like happiness and joy, being out in nature. Like, that's been proven to, like, you know, boost your, you know, like levels and appreciation for life and that kind of thing. And it's like, finding joy in these little things has helped me change my definition and version of success, kind of thing. So, you know, again, you might maybe more ahead of me in that in your life, or you may be behind or whatever, but it's like, when you do start to do that, it makes you realize that it's like, you don't need, like, it doesn't matter if you have $10 million or $0, you can still find that state, you know? And more often than not, you know, you read about celebrities that get addicted to drugs and kill themselves or something, like, that's real. But it's like, that's because they have these millions of dollars and they can't find that little, like, ah, life's pretty cool, hey,
yeah,
you know? But they just have to escape from their life because they've got all these millions of dollars. What are we going to do with it? I don't know. Let's just buy a bunch of drugs and die.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, because they can't just enjoy present moment right now. You know what
for
I mean?
For sure, yeah.
And it's like, again, it sounds very cliche or whatever, but it's like, when you realize that your definition of success, and to kind of, again, go back to the painting of the picture, is like, the other element that we didn't really mention is that, like, the whole government and the society, like, the financial, like, as it is right now, it's not very pretty. Mm. And, like, wages have been stagnant, but, like, houses, like, house prices have grown so much, like, property prices, and it's like, the Australian and American dream is, like, you have to own your own home. That's a social convention that's been conditioned into us.
Mm.
And more often than not, to achieve that social convention, you know, you have to work your whole life.
Mm.
Two or three jobs, like, whatever it is, like, you have to work some job that you don't like because you have to achieve that goal when you're going to be paying that house off for the rest of your life. When realistically, again, have you just taken the step back and and asked yourself, is that something that you really want?
Mm.
Is it?
Mm.
And is there an alternative? Which is the other amazing thing about the internet, is that a lot of these alternatives are actually coming out now, like tiny houses and sustainable living and, you know, living on farms and these kinds of things. So it's like, it's really negative technology in a lot of ways, but it's also really positive because it shows you these different things that are popping up. So
yeah, definitely.
We should wrap it up.
Okay. Well, that's our kind of take on how to navigate modern society and how we have tried to navigate modern society.
Yeah.
And we still will constantly be navigating. Like, there's no real, like, destination.
Yeah.
You're constantly navigating. You're constantly going through the jungle, as you can see by our theme here.
We're in the jungle right now. We're in the jungle,
yeah. So I guess it's a lot to take in, you know? Like,
yeah.
And some of the bits of advice that we've put through have been, you know, try to be more present with yourself. Try to really be attuned with yourself and understand what really makes you happy, because joy for you could be different to what joy is for me, right? Like, what actually really makes you happy? That I'm sure, you know, when you find that thing, you'll know what makes you happy, because in this modern society, we are bombarded with messages and we are constantly in that comparison trap. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with depression and anxiety and other, you know, psychological disorders that can really pull you down into the depths, right? So when you have that counter and when you find that joy or that happiness, you will notice it. It will be an obvious change. So I guess it's that whole idea of trying to remain curious, try not to just fixate on this one concept that society or your parents or friends or whatever it is trying to drill into you, that this will make you happy, because most of the time it will not make you happy. And when you mentioned that whole idea about fame, that's a whole nother disillusion.
Yeah,
again,
for sure.
Because fame, yeah, is like, well, now I have this higher status and now I'm on this podium.
Yeah.
But so now I need to navigate, like, what actually is joy to me. Like, I have this, yeah, money, all of these pressures are off me now. But, like, am I happy? Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But it's just remaining curious. That's,
yeah,
what a lot of it comes back to, you know?
And the other thing is, like, even if you find that, and this is partly what's so wrong with me, not wrong with me, but it's like what happens to me a lot, is that you, like, you find a thing and you find happiness and contentment in, like, one particular day. And all of a sudden, later on that same day, you feel like trash again. And you're like, what the hell? I was feeling good this morning. Why do I feel like this? And, you know, realize that different factors, like sitting in a room all day, like sitting inside all day, and like seeing an ad on Instagram, seeing a different thing that you think, you know, you're trying to have you have the same goal as somebody else, but you're not quite in the same position or whatever. You compare yourself. It's like just a few things. It can continuously, like, attack you and bring you down. So it's like, that's what, like, having your goals written down and returning back to it, looking at it again and be like, oh no, that's right.
Yeah,
that was a lie, and that was like, it caught my attention for a bit, but just like being aware, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, deep topic today. It was a good one. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of our take on navigating the modern world. I'm sure we can do an update in like 5 years and see where we're at, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much for watching, everyone, and we are all listening. Check us out on all of our socials. We are Metaminds Cast everywhere. And make sure to let us know how you navigate through the modern world. If you have any extra tips, we would love to hear from you. Anything else, Dan?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much for following us on this journey of trying to figure out how to master our mindset. It's all a journey. We're on a journey together. And like you mentioned, if you have anything that you want to share with us, we are open on all social networks. Send us a video message, comment on this video, or however you consume podcasts. And we'd love to hear from you, because no one has it figured out. No one at all. And
if you think you have it figured out,
you don't. That's your ego. Yeah. So anyway, thank you so much for listening.
I love that you were like, no, I don't have anything to add, but here's the second rainbow. Okay, yeah. Cool. Thanks for watching, Metaminds.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.